This conversation is sponsored by Raise Mobile. River of Refuge is just one of the nonprofit organizations using Raise Mobile's giving platform to raise money. Hear how River of Refuge raised nearly $30,000 with its help. I'm Yvonne Hudson, and we're welcoming John Wiley, Executive Director of River of Refuge. When John Wiley realized that every day school buses were making stops at rundown high-rent motels throughout Kansas City, Missouri, he identified a need for working families living on the poverty line, the hidden working poor. Since 2009, his innovative nonprofit, River of Refuge, has been giving families room and board to help them to get back on their feet. Third Sector Today is pleased to welcome John Wiley to hear more about how River of Refuge has successfully employed fundraising campaigns and is now going mobile. It's great to have you with us, John.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me today. It's really an honor to be here with you.
Well, we're so excited about what you're doing. We think it's a great model that other communities can follow. So through River of Refuge, you're enabling families to save money, plan, and to prepare to move into affordable and stable housing. When you identified the situation with families living in these motels, what was the first thing that you did to bring about some change?
Well, one of the first things that we did while we first got to know them was we started partnering with motel owners to see if we could get reduced room rates, and then we would partner with the family to come in and maybe pay part of that room rate cost at a reduced rate that we negotiated with the landlord. So basically, we were looking for motel owners who were wanting to advocate to get families out of this endless poverty with us. That's the first thing we did.
That sounds like a great start. So once you identified the situation and that you discovered families were living in what they thought was temporary housing, but then were finding themselves there weeks and months later, how did you go about creating the program and identifying what you needed to help them do better?
Well, first let me say, not just weeks and months later, families trapped years later. Families going in think it'll be 2 or 3 weeks. We commonly bump into families that have been trapped in one-room motels where their kitchen sinks, their bathroom sink, for years on end. So to answer your question, what we did was we ultimately ended up buying a former hospital, a 150,000 square foot hospital that we purchased in order that our families might move in and live and eat for free under the condition that they would pay themselves into a savings account what they were giving to the motel owner. Thus, we break that endless cycle of poverty. They can get first month's, last month's security deposit, living expenses in the bank, and into stable housing like everybody else.
So what kinds of things do you help them to do in a better way towards saving and monitoring that?
When the families come into our program, of course, they come in with, you know, the needs that every family has, which are unique. Each family has different needs, but there's some common things. And so we meet with them weekly. They meet with a financial advisor every week. When I say advisor, it's a coach who's holding them accountable to make those weekly deposits they agreed to and to talk to them about budgeting and planning. And often we end up, you know, speaking into other areas of their lives because people come in with other needs. But specifically on the financial side, we meet with them weekly, keep them encouraged, and we celebrate milestones along the way.
That's wonderful. So once you got your story out that this is what you were trying to do by founding River of Refuge and getting the program off the ground in the early days, what were the fundraising approaches that you initially used?
Well, our initial fundraising campaign was birthed out of a circle of people whom I know. I pastor a church in the Kansas City metro area, and it's not a large church, a modest-sized church. And we just began to, each of us, you know, kind of kick in, and we got the thing launched and bought the hospital. And so then once our immediate circle had vested themselves completely, we needed to start getting more people on board. And so we began the traditional, talking to everybody we knew. We then went, 2 years in a row, we started our first, annual fundraising gala. We started, trying to partner with area businesses all through relationship base of who do you know that I can talk to. But after a while, that runs a little bit thin, 3 or 4 years into the program.
So at what point did you add mobile, and that was for a particular collaboration, wasn't it, with the Kansas City Blues rugby team? Can you tell us what the concept was for that event?
Yes. Well, that tension I just described a moment ago about kind of getting to the end of everybody we knew, we were in a board meeting, and this is what we've discovered of our project, that when people hear about it, it's a compelling thing, and they immediately get involved. So that the angst that we felt in our decision-making was, we need a simple way that people, once they hear our story, can respond immediately, because they're motivated right then, because we have such a compelling story. So we went on a quest. How can we flatten the time gap between when they first hear to responding with dollars? And so we went on a search, and we put a task force together to find a solution. And so this mobile giving platform that was brought to us, we immediately realized this is it. It ties into social media. It would be an immediate response. So we went all in on this Blues on the Roof project, not really sure if it would work. We believed it would in theory, but now that it's behind us, I can tell you it absolutely worked.
So you literally put the team on the roof.
We did. We partner with the Kansas City Rugby, the Kansas City Blues rugby team. And I just went to them and said, hey guys, I gotta, you know, they knew the story of the families. I said, here's the deal. I need you guys to get on the roof and not come down until we raise $25,000. And what we want to do is, we want you to use your Facebook and your social network, and we'll do the same. And we want to push this out in social media and get people to respond and pledge you off the roof using their mobile devices and make instant pledges. And they immediately, because these guys are competitors, you know, rugby guys, they're rough and tough. They were like, yeah, we'll go on the roof. Nobody realized the weather would be as cold as it was, and it worked to our advantage. But that's what they did. They went up on the roof, and that was our first campaign.
So there was a double motivation for getting them off there. It sounds great. They were really excited about pitching in that way. How long did it take, and how did the momentum build as the event was going on?
Well, it took, they were going to go up for 3 days. That they, you know, I think was it through Thursday night through possibly as late as Sunday, because these guys have jobs. They've got to go to work on Monday. So they had basically 3 days to get it done. And ultimately they got it done by Saturday night, and largely because of the donation platform where people could respond as quickly as they did. The initial campaign kicked off with a bang because, unbeknownst to us, we ended up with all three news stations from Kansas City in our parking lot doing live remotes during the morning drive time news, you know, feeds, radio stations, television. And so they were throwing out our social media platform and our mobile giving, and it just exploded.
Did you reach and exceed your goal?
We did. Not only did they get the $25,000, they blew past it. And I think they, last count, I think they were right at $29,000 that has continued to roll in. And there's some outstanding pledges that I know that they'll probably be coming in. We'll tip the $30,000 mark.
So it seems like some of your advice on making mobile even more successful is this integration of communications, media, other ways of getting that message out there. In your case, that seemed essential because you were initially working with a more inclusive circle of people who already knew what you were doing, right?
Correct. That's you got it. Exactly. We knew that when we went in a broad appeal to people who didn't know us, it would have to be them getting dollars donated to us would need to be fast and easy for them to do, a quick response. And that's exactly what we found with this mobile.
How many people participated as new funders then in this campaign? And do you know who they are? Were you able to collect information about the donors?
We were able to get all of the data from the donors that they voluntarily gave us. So their mobile contact numbers, their mailing addresses, and many of them opted in to receive ongoing communication from us. So we got more data doing this from our donors than we normally would in any other campaign.
And that seems to be so critical in making the investment of time and effort in these campaigns, because then it's serving that double purpose of raising money, but also building your audience for other initiatives.
Absolutely. We've got a great database forming with this media campaign for follow-up.
So we're going to be looking for more great news from River of Refuge. Could you tell us what's happening with your latest initiatives and what we should be watching for?
thanks for asking. We're now getting ready to open up 11 more apartment units. We're remodeling a 25,000 square foot section to get 11 more units open for our families across the metro area. And I just want to challenge and just kind of put that word out, shall I say, a bug in people's ears, that this is a national problem. Families trapped in motels around the country, and people that are listening to this podcast within miles of where you live or maybe where you go to church or to synagogue, are families trapped for years. And it doesn't take a big national program to fix. It's a matter of going to the motel, finding the families, and advocating for them. Find out what they need and help them get unstuck. It's the right thing to do.
Well, thank you so much for sharing how you did this. River of Refuge has got some wonderful information on its website about how this program was initiated and how others could make a program like this happen in their own communities. So we want to thank you, John, for making this happen in Kansas City and for sharing more of your success with us. It's very inspiring, and I think that a lot of listeners here at Third Sector today are going to appreciate what you're doing and think about emulating that role model of River of Refuge.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to tell our story.
Raise Mobile is the platform John Wiley used, and it helped River of Refuge raise nearly $30,000. We'd love to help your organization, too. Want to see who else we work with or to get a free demo today? Go to raisemobile.com. That's RAZmobile.com. Raise Mobile is solving the challenges of nonprofits in a world that is going mobile. Raise Mobile provides a powerful and cost-effective platform that integrates easily and can also include crowdfunding and workplace giving campaigns. Learn more at raisemobile.com.